Yeah, that's true. I mean, it's all like, it's all a fall from Chopped and Screwed, right? Mm-hmm. Like Chopped and Screwed was cool. Chopped and Screwed sounding shit is like, it's cool. It's like inscrutable. The beats of the rhythm get like weirdly shuffled around sometimes. Mm-hmm. There's weird gaps in the music. It's like engaging. It's like listening to a radio station that's kind of half tuned correctly.
Yeah.
And it's like phasing in and out. But then you had like Vaporwave was still cool because Vaporwave would add like drums. Vaporwave would add layers.
Mm-hmm. Sometimes it's like chopped up a little bit too, mm-hmm. like the best ones.
Yeah, they'll add swing or something to it. And then like all of the stuff beyond that, like Nightcore, Slowcore, like those all kind of suck. The only one that I've seen in the last 5 years that I really liked was actually Dolly Parton's Jolene played at the wrong RPM.
I remember that one. I remember liking that. She sounds like a demon kind of, right? Like it's all deep.
She sounds like a grunge singer. She sounds mm-hmm. like, it sounds like Chris Cornell is singing a slow version of Jolene, which is honestly kind of badass. Like yeah. I like that.
You know, also my favorite, other than that, like slowed down songs are the Alvin and the Chipmunk songs slowed back down to the speed they were singing at. Cause then it just makes it into fucking like sludge metal covers of pop songs, but sung with like a normal vocal register, but slowly. It's really, really quite something.
Yeah, that's amazing. I mean, like, it's a weird little uncanny valley, right? Where it's like, what if we just inverted the whole conceit of Alvin and the Chipmunks? Although, I'm going to be honest, I always thought Alvin and the Chipmunks was kind of a weird thing, too. Like, why do you want
a bunch of weird
chipmunk sounds singing this? Like, I know it came from a show where they were like, okay, we speed up their voices to do the show. Wouldn't it be funny if they sang Christmas songs or whatever?
Yeah.
They probably sang songs in the show. I don't know. I never watched that much Alvin and the Chipmunks.
Yeah. When is the show from? Like 1952 or something? Come on.
Is it really that old? That's so wild to me.
I remember my mom telling me that she, like, when she was a kid, like, listened to an Alvin and the Chipmunks record at her friend's house. And her friend's mom came in and was like, what are you doing? You're speeding up the record. Like, she thought they were just playing a record fast because she didn't know what Alvin and the Chipmunks was.
Oh, right. That's so funny. That's like when I bought Zach Hill's album, Face Tat, on mm-hmm. vinyl. I had to go listen to it on Spotify to make sure my disc wasn't warped because the first song uses like a tape speeding up and slowing down effect that made me think that my vinyl record was kind of fucked up.
Yeah. Well, so it actually wasn't a show. It was an animated virtual band created for a novelty record in 1958. So like the music was the first idea, I guess, which is
what?
Maybe he's stranger.
Alvin and the Chipmunks is like the original Gorillaz. That's kind of fucking with me. Like, they're like,
shit,
what if
it was
a band that was just cartoon characters? God, I thought Gorillaz was so wild when I was like a teenager, and I was like, oh, this band is it. This band is doing the future. Meanwhile, someone's uncle in 1958 was like, I have an idea for a children's music band.
Yeah, what if it's chipmunks and they sing really high?